Is your business the baby that never grows up? It keeps you up at night, interrupts date night, and forget taking a vacation because you can't ever find the right sitter. Good news! Our signature Clockwork Method program turns your business into the independent, thriving operation it was meant to be. We help you build the processes that empower the people to scale with profitability, without you micromanaging every detail. The Clockwork Method isn't just another coaching program that leaves you with a heap of to-dos, just adding more to your plate. In this program, we build the systems with you, handling the big tech heavy lifting that just slows you down. Ultimately, the Clockwork Method is here to help you transform your business from that needy, dependent operation into a mature business that runs itself. Discover more today at theclockworkmethod.com.
Hey, Freedom Seekers, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland. And as we enter the fourth quarter, it's time to start thinking about your business plan for next year. Now, today, I want to challenge you to think a little differently about your planning. I was having a conversation with one of my clients today, and she was very overwhelmed. She said, Lindsay, I just need to settle down. I get so ahead of myself. I start thinking about all these things I need to be doing, because she was looking at all of the different ways she could sell things. I can sell my courses. I have my service-based business side of it. I want to have a membership. I want to sell a book. I want to do this. And she's thinking that the more things she has for sale, the bigger her business will be. Now, not saying that approach isn't necessarily ultimately a potential to be at, but today, as you're looking to go from this year to next year, it doesn't necessarily need to be that way, and certainly not all at one time. The real challenge I want to give you, though, is this. Instead of asking what new product can I launch, or what additional service can I offer, what other solution can I create for my customers so that next year I can have a bigger growth, I want you to think about, what if instead of adding more, you went deeper on what you're already doing? So what if instead of asking, what else can I offer, you ask, how can I do this one thing even better? Let me break down why the old instinct to add more is actually working against you. So reason number one is every new product creates new complexity. When you add a new product or service, you're not just adding a revenue stream, you're adding a new process to document and manage, a new offer to create and test, new training for yourself or your team, new marketing materials and messaging, new advertising campaigns, new customer support considerations. You get where I'm going with all that? Each addition multiplies your workload exponentially. What feels like one simple new offering actually becomes dozens of new tasks and systems. Reason number two is it dilutes your message and it confuses your audience. So when you try to be everything to everyone, you become nothing to no one. Your marketing becomes muddy. Your ideal customer can't figure out what you actually do or who you serve, and confused customers don't buy. Think about the business you trust most. They're usually known for one thing. They own one problem, one solution, one transformation. That clarity is magnetic. When you dilute your message by offering too many things, you actually hurt your ability to attract customers. I've been down this road too, and I'm telling you, this is the truth, because when I began my business, it was the same thing. If you look back at the Passive Income Examiner episodes from early on, I used to think, okay, well, if I can create multiple streams of income passively and just build one after another, then I'll be doing great. I heard an episode from Jenna Kutcher years ago, and she had said that out of all the things she was doing, driving Pinterest to a course was the one thing that worked the most. And she said that if she just doubled down on that one thing, she would be fine for her finances. She didn't really even need to do all the rest of the stuff. So we're all guilty of this. You're not alone. I'm not alone. We all do it. But what we're talking about today is is a new approach that's going to help you, and I'm going to show you how it's going to help you too. But before I do that, I want to get on reason number three, is it keeps you trapped in the chaos. And the truth is, most entrepreneurs don't want to admit it. They're adding more to their plate isn't really growth. In a lot of cases, it's avoidance, okay? So when you keep piling new things on, it's because there's something you're avoiding. I can't tell you what it is. You got to do some deep digging within yourself. But when your current offer isn't converting as well as you'd like, you try, oh, well, let's try this instead. When your system feels chaotic and you're overwhelmed, you think, I'm going to try something new. It's like we want to take a new drug to solve our problem. And the new drug is a new thing, shiny object in our business. But the answer is just to fix what's not working, or in this case, making better what we already have that is working. So adding more products or services when your foundation is shaky doesn't solve your problems, but also adding new products or services when your foundation is solid doesn't always solve your problems either. It just still creates more complexity like we talked about, and you end up stretching yourself thinner and thinner and getting overwhelmed. You're not closer to freedom, you're actually closer to chaos. So instead of asking, what can I add? I want you to say, how can I go deeper or bigger? If that's the word, like you want to go bigger on this one thing, look at your, analyze your products. If you already offer more, apply the 80-20 principle. I'm going to guarantee you that 20% of your products are paying for 80% of your income. If you double down on that 20% or that one thing, could you just make that even better? Clearly, it's solving a significant problem and it's making a meaningful difference. So why not? Going deeper means becoming the absolute best at the one thing you do. It means refining, optimizing, and perfecting your core offer until it's undeniable. It means creating such an exceptional experience that customers cannot help but talk about you. Now, let's go over a four-step framework for going deeper instead of wider. So as you're preparing for your new year, here's this framework for you to look at. Step one, go deeper on the one person you serve. Analyze it again. Look at the service you're offering and who is the most, what are some similarities in who you serve the most? Most entrepreneurs think they've niched down, but they haven't gone far enough in some cases. They say things like, I serve entrepreneurs, or I help businesses scale. Businesses scale. That's still too broad sometimes. Who specifically are you serving is not just about demographics or psychographics. What's their specific situation? What's keeping them up at night? What if they already tried that didn't work? Also, it could also be, this is an interesting thing, is just coming up as I'm saying this. When I was working at Caribou Creek Log Homes, it wasn't every customer, but I would easily say the two most prominent types of people were retired pilots and retired engineers. Almost all of the customers were retired pilots or retired engineers. I don't know why those types of people want log homes, but they did. Now, this is going to come important later on, so I'm going to stick with that idea as we go deeper on that. But when you're analyzing your customers, do you see things like that type of characteristic? And can you double down on that? So for example, when you go deeper on who you serve, your messaging becomes laser focused. Your marketing writes itself because you know exactly what those people are seeking. Your offer becomes magnetic because it speaks directly to their situation. So ask yourself, could I narrow my ideal customer even further? What specific subset of my current audience needs my help the most? Now, step number two is to go deeper on that one problem you solve. You probably solve multiple problems for your customers, but what's the core problem? What's the root issue that, if solved, makes everything else easier? This is where most business owners get seduced by adding more. They think, well, my customers also struggle with X, so I should create a solution for that too. But here's what's happening when you do that. You dilute your expertise. Instead of being the person who solves the core problem, you become just another generalist offering a bunch of things. Going deeper means saying, I solve this problem better than anyone else. Not five problems, not 10 problems, but one core problem that you solve exceptionally well. Think about it this way. When you have a heart problem, you don't go to a general practitioner who also does a little cardiology on the side. You go to a cardiologist who does nothing but hearts all day, every day. That is the level of focus that I'm talking about. So, here we go. Ask yourself this. What's the one transformation my customers are really paying for? What's the core problem that if I solve it better than anyone else, would it make me irreplaceable? Step three, iterate your delivery. Make the quality even better. This is where the real magic happens. Once you're clear on who you serve and what problem you solve, the question becomes, how can I deliver this solution even better? Not different. Better. Maybe that means adding more personalized touch points in your process, creating better onboarding so customers get results faster, building in more accountability so completion rates increase, streamlining the experience so it's easier and more enjoyable, adding follow-up supports that ensure long-term success. You've probably worked with dozens or even hundreds of customers by now. You know where they get stuck. You know what questions they ask. You know what makes the difference between someone who gets results and someone who doesn't. Use that knowledge to iterate your delivery. Make it smoother, more effective, more results-driven. This is also where you can raise your prices, by the way. When you deliver exceptional quality and undeniable results, price becomes less of an objection. People will pay premium prices for premium experiences. Ask yourself, based on what I've learned working with customers, how could I improve the experience? What would make my offer so good that people would be foolish not to buy it? Step four, refine your platform. Choose one and go deep. Here's a big pitfall entrepreneurs make, and it's easy to do because of technology and just how busy everything is. You spread yourself too thin trying to be everywhere at once. You're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, podcast, blogging, email, blah, 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 blah. But you're doing it all halfway. Here's the truth. One platform done exceptionally well will outperform five platforms done poorly, hands down. Look at your analytics. Where is your ideal customer actually hanging out? Where are you getting the most engagement? Where do your best customers come from? Pick that one platform and go all in. Master it. Understand the algorithm. Study what works. Create content specifically tailored to how your audience behaves on that platform. This doesn't mean you abandon every other platform. It means you have one primary platform where you spend 80% of your energy and everything else is just secondary or repurposed content. When you go deep on one platform, you can optimize your strategy. You can test, iterate, and improve. You can build real relationships with your audience instead of just broadcasting into the void across multiple channels. Now ask yourself this, where is my ideal customer spending their time? What's the one platform where if I mastered it, it would transform my business? Here's the result. When you commit to going deeper instead of wider, something remarkable happens. Your message becomes clear. Your marketing becomes easier because you're not trying to explain 17 different things you can do. Your customer experience improves because you're refining one core offer instead of maintaining multiple mediocre ones. And here's the best part, you get your mental peace back. Right? Really, isn't that the heart of freedom? When you're not constantly chasing the next shiny object, the next product launch, the next platform to master, you can breathe, you can focus, you can actually become excellent at what you do instead of just being adequate at many things. Your business becomes simpler to run. Your team, if you have one, becomes more effective because they're focused on mastering one process instead of juggling multiple. Your systems become tighter because you're not constantly building new ones. And your customer, they're getting better results because you're not distracted by trying to serve everyone with everything. You're laser focused on serving your specific person with your specific solution better than anyone else possibly could. Here's your Q4 planning challenge. I invite you to sit down to plan out your next year. I want you to resist the urge to add more instead. Ask yourself these four questions. Who am I serving and could I even get more specific about exactly who they are? What's the one core problem I solve and how can I own that problem completely? How can I improve the quality and experience of my current offer? What's my primary platform and how can I master it instead of spreading myself across many? This is the path to sustainable growth, not through addition, but through depth, not through complexity, but through focus, not through chaos, but through clarity. If you need help identifying where to focus or how to optimize what you're already doing, this is exactly what we do at Biz in a Box Solutions. We help you see where you're spreading yourself too thin and show you how to consolidate, focus, and go deeper on what's actually working. It's just like my client today when she called me. I ended up telling her, look, let's focus on your main product, okay, and one platform. And we made a marketing system around that model, simply just what I explained to you here. It gave her instant relief and peace. And I said, look, if you want to do all the things that you're talking about later, that's fine. But for right now, this needs to be your number one focus. This needs to be perfected before we move on to anything else. But, and I get it, it's easy to get caught up in that excitement and that enthusiasm. So my friend, I invite you to book a consultation. If you need some help simplifying and getting clear, let's book a clarity call. The link is in the show notes. Let's just build a business plan for next year that creates more revenue and more freedom, not more chaos. Okay, my dear friends, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember, depth beats breadth every single time. Bye for now.